With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. A bill that would update Montana's legal definition of rape got its first hearing in a Senate committee today. Corin Cates Carney reports from the Capitol.
Missoula Democrat Diane Sand's bill removes the requirement of force in the definition of rape. It also uses the term consent rather than without consent to determine if there was a crime.
So consent means words or overt actions indicating a freely given agreement to have sexual intercourse or sexual contact.
Sand says under the state's current definition of rape, in cases where there was no force used on the victim, or the victim froze up during the attack and couldn't react or say anything, under state law it wasn't considered rape. The proposal to update the state's definition of rape was supported unanimously by lawmakers in the legislative interim. No one testified in opposition to the bill today when it was presented at the Senate Judiciary Committee. The bill is supported by the Montana Department of Justice, the Board of Crime Control, the Montana County Attorneys Association, and several victim advocacy groups. The committee will likely vote on the bill later next week. I'm Corin Cates Carney.
Students who are awarded a Montana STEM scholarship will have to find another way to pay their tuition this spring, as the program that was to be funded by lottery proceeds doesn't have enough money to pay the awards. State education officials say the Montana lottery did not generate enough revenue to sustain the scholarship program, which was created by the 2015 legislature to support students pursuing degrees related to science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and healthcare. A fifth Democrat has expressed interest in replacing Congressman Ryan Zinke if he is confirmed as Interior Secretary. Bozeman attorney John Meyer announced today that he wants to become his party's nominee. Meyer runs an environmental law firm in Bozeman and says that public lands are a top priority.
I've been working like a dog for years to protect our public lands. I want to protect Montana's people, its forests, its water, and its wildlife.
Zinke is expected to give up his seat later this year. A special election will be held, likely in the spring. Other Democratic nominees include state legislators Amanda Curtis of Butte, Kelly McCarthy of Billings, and Casey Schreiner of Great Falls, as well as Montana musician Rob Quist. Authorities in Washington state say they have made an arrest in the slaying of U.S. Senator John Tester's nephew. The Spokane County Sheriff's Office said investigators arrested 22-year-old John A. Radovich yesterday for first-degree murder. Robert Tester, the 35-year-old nephew of the Democratic senator from Montana, was found dead last September after his 8-year-old daughter reported witnessing the homicide. In December, one of Radovich's friends told authorities that Radovich confessed to the killing in a phone call, which the friend recorded. In the call, investigators said Radovich claimed he killed Robert Tester for assaulting a 17-year-old girl he knew.
I'm Nikki Ouellette. Authorities have identified the Kalispell man who died yesterday from injuries sustained in an avalanche while backcountry skiing in Glacier National Park. 36-year-old Ben Parsons was an accomplished endurance athlete, a firefighter in Whitefish, and a youth mentor at Ridge Mountain Academy. Phil Grove was Parsons' longtime friend.
Can't think of a more inspirational, always positive, just great person to be around, and has affected the lives of hundreds and hundreds of people in the valley. He'll certainly be missed. He's a great friend.
Parsons was partially buried in the avalanche on Stanton Mountain. He was conscious and responsive when the two Bear Air helicopter arrived, but did not survive the rescue. Parsons and his ski partner were experienced backcountry skiers and equipped with safety gear, officials said. The avalanche danger in the area was rated as moderate Thursday. Parsons' death was the ninth recorded avalanche fatality in Glacier National Park since the park was established in 1910. Whitefish Chief of Police Bill Dial says he's doubtful a threatened armed march through Whitefish will actually happen. A neo-Nazi website is calling for the march on Martin Luther King Day. The website previously urged readers to target several local residents and businesses with anti-Semitic online harassment in defense of the parents of emerging white nationalist leader Richard Spencer. Speaking at the weekly Glacier Country Pachyderm Club meeting in Kalispell, Dial said his department and federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies are cooperating and have a plan.
If they come, if they're going to protest in our city, I want them to understand they're going to do it our way, or we're going to kick their ass.
The city of Whitefish has not received an application for a parade permit, which is required to march legally. Dial urged people to ignore the march if it occurs, adding law enforcement has a, quote, good handle on it. A group in Whitefish is hosting a so-called Love Not Hate block party tomorrow. Organizers say the event is a stand against oppression. In Whitefish, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.